Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. The still fired up motivation show of Sam Crowley. On the
no more Mondays for you. It's time to make Saturday.com.
And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter
at Sam Crowley. This is the podcast where we let help Sam you know to you're listening. You
use
are,
hashtag Every Day is Saturday.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back. I'm freezing my you-know-what off, and that's the topic of today's Every Day Saturday podcast. It is great to have you inside the number one motivational show, Firewood. I want to talk about my experience with Firewood and how that relates to you, your passion, your purpose, your significance, and every breath that you'll take from here on out the rest of your life. That's what I want to talk about today. I'm not going to bore you. You already know the details. I'm in an old home. Bought the home this past year. And it's freezing in the wintertime. So I buy firewood. And I've never purchased firewood in my life. I mean, outside of that little bundle of, you know, sticks you buy outside the grocery store or Kroger or Meijer or whatever your local store is. And you go home and you burn it in like 5 minutes. That's the, oh, I'm sorry. The Duraflame. I forgot about the Duraflame log. I bought those too. But this is the first year I ventured out and got on the Facebook Marketplace. Which, by the way, I don't know if you're ever on that thing. My wife lives for that. Buys... Funny, we got rid of everything when we moved here, and then we got everything back through the Facebook Marketplace. Oh, I love this antique dresser. Oh, honey, take a look at this footstool. Oh, this bed would be great for the kids. And all of a sudden, now we got more furniture than we have when we got, allegedly, air quotes, downsized, okay? But I'm on the Facebook Marketplace. I'm looking for firewood. This was back in October. And I made my first purchase. It was $70. Guy filled up the whole back bed of his truck and dumped it off. Competitively speaking, great price. Great price. Now, he since had some automobile trouble, can't do it. Had another guy, Jerry. This guy was solid gold. He was $60. Same thing, filled up the bed of his truck, but he had some wonky looking wood, but it was some of it was so stupidly small, but it was perfect for kindling, you know? Am I saying that? Kindling? Yeah, kindling. And that's the stuff that you get started burning and everything, just kind of put the bigger logs on top. Cool. Jerry ran out of wood. Like, oh my God, Jerry, it's the middle of January, dude. What are you doing running out of wood? So then I took a flyer on a guy last week, and this is where the whole entrepreneurial thought comes in. This is a lesson now. All right, just give me some space. I appreciate you letting me, A, vent, B, give a entrepreneurial teaching out of this ridiculous thing that I've got to do now, and that's called burning firewood. By the way, I got a buck stove. You know what a buck stove is? I mean, you could literally sit in your underwear and 1,000 feet away from this thing and still singe your face off. It's so hot. But you got to get it burning. Like, it throws so much heat out. It's a wood stove, and it's got a blower on it that just blows the heat out, but you got to have wood that's actually burning. So a couple of guys I found on Craigslist. It wasn't on the Facebook Marketplace, which isn't a big deal. I mean, look, I've got a lot of great people on Craigslist that I found throughout the years doing different things. But I don't know. I kind of took a flyer on the guy, more like a kid. Drops it off. Not his fault. It was pouring rain when he dropped off the wood. So the wood is soaking wet. I'm like, dude, the wood's wet. He goes, yeah. Newsflash, it's raining. But we're about to get a big snowstorm. This was last weekend. And I needed the wood. We're all out of firewood. So desperation set in. I gave him the $85 for not as much wood as I had gotten from the two previous guys, and it's soaking wet, and it had been rained on. He said, yes, but it's seasoned. I'm like, okay. Season. I go, what's that mean? I wanted his definition of seasoned. I had my definition of seasoned, which was really nothing. I was just saying that, trying to act smart. And he said, well, it's already been dried out. Once it, you know, you burn that initial wetness off, it should burn fine. And it'll burn longer because these are bigger logs. I'm like, hey, the sale's going on. They haven't burned for crap. The house is freezing. I'm panicking, like henpecking my computer keyboard to try to get anybody on Facebook Marketplace that would deliver wood. Lo and behold, a guy just replied. I literally got my computer open. A guy replied. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for the firewood. So anyway, this guy, the latest guy's firewood sucked. It's terrible. It's not burning. It's wet. You can hear it. This is a bad sign when 3 hours into the wood burning, you still hear, which is the water coming out through the ends of it. Okay. And so here's my point. These other guys, oh, and the kid, I forgot about the kid, man. The kid came around, knew this kid was a rock star. He's got the greatest ad in the Facebook. He goes, I never run out of wood. You don't even need to ask, hey, do you have any more wood? Because I'll always say yes, because I always got the best wood and I never run out of wood. I'm like, wow, love the cockiness and the confidence. Now, he brought some great fire. He was $90. But he had a truck full, and it was like, I don't, it was just the perfect size for our wood burning stove. Not too big, not too small. That kid's a rock star. Can't find him right now. I think he took his ad down. So he's too busy. What's the point of all this? We're 5 minutes in, Sam. Where are you going? Well, here's where I'm going. Find one thing you're good at. Find one thing. These guys that are crushing it this winter, these guys are in the tree business in the summertime, tree trimming. They're landscapers. They're all around trees all summer long, so they cut that wood down. And in the wintertime, I mean, they're making $90 a delivery. They probably do 5 or 6 of them a day. I don't know. That's $500-$600 a day, 5 days a week. That's a lot of money. That's $3,000 a week cash all under the table. Uncle Sammy ain't finding out about any of this cash at all, okay? How would you like to make an extra $2,000 to $4,000 weekly delivering firewood? Well, maybe you can't, but you could do something else. That if you get good at one thing, so forget fire, just forget the whole firewood thing. That's out of your head. Just get that out of your head right now. Let's talk about you. What do you do? What's your expertise? What's your passion? What do you like to do? All right. Create one product, not 100 products. Create one product, whether that's an e-course like you would find at Udemy or, for example, my Everyday is Saturday Academy course or something like that where it's evergreen. You could sell it this year. You could sell it 3 years from now. Maybe there's a 2.0, a 3.0 version to it. Maybe it's how to get the best insurance. Maybe it's how to set up an LLC, how to buy real estate, whatever it is. Create your flagship course. Create the 4-hour work week type course, the Gary Vaynerchuk crushing it course, okay? What I mean by that, Tim Ferriss, it's the 10-year anniversary. He wrote the 4-hour work week, okay? Last year, it was the 10-year anniversary. He's been monetizing the crap out. I mean, I follow Tim Ferriss on Twitter. He still puts a link on Twitter to the 4-hour work week blog from an article he wrote 8 years ago that is just as relevant today. I mean, it's a how-to. It's a lot about mindset and things like that that never gets old. What's your 4-hour work week? What's your Everyday is Saturday flagship product that you can create right now and just keep selling that baby over and over and over again to the right audience, driving Facebook traffic to it every single day? What is it that you've got inside of you? Because these guys that are delivering the firewood, man, the good ones, they're rolling in the dough. I'm giving them 20s. Now 20s are literally flying out of my pocket to these guys because I have an immediate need. They're filling it. They don't mind doing it, and they don't do anything else. They're not putting ads on Craigslist for 5-6 different things. They're not delivering wet firewood, unseasoned wood. It's all dry. It's all seasoned. They're getting $80, $90, $100 a pop for a truckload cash going on to the next guy. Same thing over and over and over, monetizing that puppy every single day. And they don't overcomplicate it. They don't even overthink it. Hell, I don't even know if they think, period. I don't even know. Like, hey, here's your wood. Where do you want me to drop it? I'm like, hey, right here. Great. Here you go. Okay, thanks. Peace out. Take care. That's it. Now, Jerry and the other guy, John and Jacob, I don't know if you got to be named Jay to deliver firewood or not. Those are the three names of the three good ones I've had so far. They all stacked it for me. No extra charge. We shot the breeze. I almost said shot the you know what, but we shot the breeze, man. Got to know them. They got to know me. They had a little bit of a personality, and then they left. They took their $100 cash, whatever it was, $60 for Jerry and whatever. I paid these guys. They're good at it. They enjoy doing it, and they're only doing one thing over and over and over and over and over again. Why complicate it? Why do you got to think? You don't need to have 100 products. Why don't you create one? Create one great product And you don't get to determine if it's great. The marketplace does. Okay? You don't get to sit there and agonize over, I need to add another video. It wasn't good enough. Let the audience tell you that. Okay? Let them tell you that. That's not your call. You feel me? So create one product soon, like yesterday. Get it done. Get it out in the marketplace. Get people consuming it. Get people using it. And just keep using it over and over and over again and quit thinking I got to create 25 different products. You don't. 4-Hour Work Week, baby, was one book Tim Ferriss wrote. Then he blogged it, and boy, did that thing take off. Keynote speaker all over the world. And 11 years later, he's still tweeting about it. I mean, I know he's written The 4-Hour Body, 4-Hour Chef, Tribe, Mentors, all that good stuff. But he's still monetizing that one idea from 11 years ago. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Because I'm jacked up. I'm a little cold right now, but I'm jacked up. And I know one thing. Winter ain't going to last forever, baby. Because it's seasons. Man, it's a whole other podcast. There's seasons to life. And this winter season right now, it might be January 18th. That's okay, baby, because 90 days from now, what's that going to be? April 18th, we open the pool. Yours truly is doing the triple Lindy off the high dive, and we are fired up!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.